AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A break for millions struggling to pay their mortgages.
Census Bureau figures show nearly 12% of homeowners with mortgages were late on their payments. The White House says some 10 million people who are behind will get urgently needed relief. On his first day in office, President Biden had extended a ban on foreclosures of federally guaranteed mortgages to March 31st. He's now pushed it to June 30th. The White House says it's also giving borrowers more time to ask for a pause or reduction in payments. The actions today do not address a moratorium on evicting tenants behind on rent payments. Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson is suing former President Donald Trump, his lawyer Rudy Giuliani, and several radical groups, including the Proud Boys, for their roles in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The suit traces the effort by Trump and Giuliani to cast doubt on the election results, even though courts across the country and state election officials repeatedly rejected their baseless allegations of fraud. Thompson alleges that Trump endorsed rather than discouraged threats of violence from his angry supporters in the weeks leading up to the attack. Severe winter weather is slamming much of the country. Chicago and surrounding areas have seen a foot and a half of snow. Bitter cold stretches from Canada to northern Mexico. At least four deaths in Texas blamed on the single-digit temperatures and power outages to some 4 million homes and businesses. A suspected tornado has left at least three dead and 10 injured. Ed Conroe heads emergency management in Brunswick County, North Carolina.
We have multiple homes that are collapsed, severely damaged, some commercial structures. So we did quick rescues last night, and then we revamped this morning for daylight. And we have a urban search and rescue team along with other first responders going through the community door to door.
This is AP News. A different Mardi Gras for New Orleans because of the pandemic.
Parades and parties usually draw about 1 million people in New Orleans. No parades this year, but there is a twist.
You become the parade instead of watching the parade.
Diego Rose is talking about the homes decorated like parade floats.
It's a classic New Orleans move, you know, when you're knocked down, you get up and figure out a way to use creativity to make it a fun experience.
Bars are closed in and around Bourbon Street, and that includes Arkesha Smith Bakay's Little Dizzy's.
But I would prefer to have canceled it for the safety and people's lives to be able to come back and have those same people next year, hopefully, fingers crossed, to come and enjoy.
Mardi Gras crowds last year were later blamed for an early Louisiana outbreak of the coronavirus. I'm Ed Donahue.
Parades also canceled this year in Mobile, Alabama, which boasts the nation's oldest Mardi Gras celebration. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.